Good afternoon. The Present Truth. I'm Rick Rodriguez. We'll talk about mass psychosis. I talked to Brian just before the program, and he mentioned that somebody was talking about that yesterday. I don't know who, but we'll talk about it, but from a biblical point of view. Also, with the mass deception taking place internationally, there is presently, with this administration, a continued objective to provoke Russia into war. And this is out of today's whatdoesitmean.com. I'm going to touch on this. And the presently, some of the European nations are a little concerned that maybe the United States is going a little bit too far. The U.S. is pressuring NATO nations and European nations to solidify America's plan. They want these nations to join without questioning America's plans in provoking Russia, using the Ukraine as the tool. And I think some of the European nations are presently thinking, you know, this might not be the best idea. Yesterday I talked about the matter of a monopolar world and a multipolar world. It's important because the United States wants to be the hegemon of the world. The nations that will go along with America's policies will be part of the future. The nations that will not go along, that will resist, are going to be destroyed. The presidents, prime ministers, leaders of the nations are going to be assassinated. And once they're assassinated, individuals who will go along with America's objectives will be allowed to, through fake Democrat votes or fair elections, be put into power. So it's either going to be a monopolar world or it's going to be a multipolar world. Russia wants, China wants, many other nations that are tired of the America's rule internationally because of the petrodollar, are also resisting America's hegemic rules or plans. And they're siding with a multipolar world where you have last week I talked about Russia would like the seat of all international law to be the United Nations. The United States will not go along with that objective, will not go along with that plan or the desire of Russia or any other nation. And so with today's program out of Russia, if I can find my article now, I have it buried. Where did I bury it? Well, I'll have to go for memory. out of Europe, the I have an article here about Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds. I didn't know this, but they were Illuminati bloodlines. So anyhow, the EU, they're planning to have talks with Russia in the near future, like about the 10th of this month. And America agreed they will send a team, but the problem is America will be represented, but they do not want to discuss shrinking NATO. They don't want to discuss any type of long-term solution. America has decided they want Russia out of the picture. This is a globalist plan, and we can't stop it. I wish we could. We can't. America's plan for world domination is in motion, and part of that plan is being carried out presently with this vaccination program, with the matter of the virus, whatever this bioweapon is, it's part of it. The matter of Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum's plans for a digital system. We're moving quickly in that direction. So, the world is going to have to embrace for hardships. The Christian people, we know that in the Bible it says there's going to be a coming 7-year period of tribulation. And I have, on my programs on Sunday, have been for the last year roughly talking about we are in the time before that 7-year period of hardship. It's called a birth pain. Birth pains, time of sorrows. We'll continue a little bit with that in just a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
What's up, guys? It's Bucky Dillon from Your Morning Show, and I am proud to be partnered with Pride Roofing and Construction. There was a large windstorm recently. As many of you know, a lot of people's roofs ended up right in their lawn. Well, Pride Roofing and Construction would love to be the company that helps you out, and I cannot recommend them highly enough. They will come out and do a free, no-obligation inspection just so you know the condition of your home, and they will help you with every step of the insurance claim process. Just call 970-825-9305. Pride Roofing and Construction.
Due to the responses to our Ostrafarian CBD commercial, here's a message from Arnold.
I don't know what the big deal is. I just try to use a little accent and sell some CBD and people get all upset at me. I just want to sell CBD. Buy CBD now. Now, buy it now.
To buy our fine, my kind CBD products, just go to the website 1360khnc.com, click on the shop.
Hi, I'm Kathy Roberts at Life Choices Pregnancy Medical Center. Life Choices serves women and men facing unplanned pregnancies who deserve to be heard. We offer pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and education in a non-judgmental, confidential environment with a caring advocate. Our clients come in scared, confused, and overwhelmed by the size of their issue, but leave educated and empowered with the knowledge to choose life. To donate, visit our website at lifechoices.org. Life Choices received a $20,000 year-end matching grant challenge from a generous donor. Every life is meaningful, and your gift of any amount saves lives of babies and mothers. Go to lifechoices.org to donate or call 303-651-2050. Make twice the impact from $20,000 to $40,000. Go to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050 and make a difference for life.
Okay, and we're back. The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday, from 2 to 3, and always on podcasts, 1360khnc.com. And I'm getting to my article here, if I can figure out how to do this thing. Wouldn't you know? Not to worry. All right. In the book of Revelation, I'm sorry, in the book of Isaiah, we're going to talk about this mass psychosis. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 25, there is a thought that it says that there is a covering over the minds of the people. There's a covering and there's a veil. And with that covering, the veil keeps people from seeing. The covering keeps people from understanding. From the time of Eve, when she fell, Adam and Eve, when they fell in the garden, death came into the world. And this death, yes, it means that after a period of time, you're going to die. But it's more than that. It is, though you may not die physically, for the span of your lifetime, there your mind is going to be insulated initially from God. There's not going to be a God consciousness. Satan does not want people to have any form of God consciousness. And because of that, people can be deceived, like in Nazi Germany. There's a veil over the eyes of people. There is a covering over their mind. It's a spiritual thing. And over the world today, it's like magic, like somebody casting a spell, like Cinderella. And you are awake, but actually you're asleep. You think you're awake, but you're not. You're actually sleeping. And this is what is called mass formation psychosis. I'm going to read it to you. This is out of whatdoesitmean.com. Psychosis is when people lose some contact with reality. This is what God said in Isaiah 25:7, that people, because of the covering that's gone out over the world and the veil over their eyes, there is a spiritual condition called psychosis. People today do not believe in God because there's a covering over their mind. They can see the evidence of God everywhere, the creation. Everywhere they look, they see evidence of God. But because there's a covering over their eyes, they can't see it. Then there's a covering over their minds, and there's a veil over their eyes. So even though they see, they don't understand it. Mass formation psychosis. They lose some contact with reality. A large part of society focuses its attention to a leader or leaders, a series of events, and their attention focuses on one small point or issue. many people, the issue in their world is masks. Another group, the issue in their world is vaccinations. Other people, the focus of their world is they are anti-Christ, anti-God, anti-good. An aspect of the phenomenon is that people they identify as leaders, the ones that can solve the problem or issue alone, they will follow that leader. This is what happened in Nazi Germany. The German people were devastated financially. They followed Hitler because Hitler offered them an attractive future with wealth. Anybody who questions the leader's narratives, they're attacked and disregarded. So this is what we see happening today. You question the policies of Anthony Fauci, you are ridiculed or you're going to be attacked or both. If you don't believe the so-called science, you're going to be ridiculed. Four key components needed for an environment to experience a mass formation psychosis: lack of social bonds or decoupling of societal connections, lack of sense making, in other words, things don't make sense, free-floating anxiety, and free-floating psychological discontent. Free-floating anxiety is a general sense of uneasiness that is not tied to any particular object or specific situation. When followers start to participate in a strategy to deal with an object of anxiety, new social bounds typically emerge, and people change from a highly adverse negative mental state, aversive negative mental state and isolation, to the exact opposite, to the extremely high level of connectiveness that exists. So Isaiah talked about this in chapter 25, verse 7. There is something that has gone out over the world that is a cloud covering the minds of the societies, the people of the world. Something is become a veil. Something is keeping them from seeing clearly. From a spiritual perspective, what would that be? In the Bible says it's called deceiving, lying spirits, invisible things in the air that are very powerful, that can actually keep you from seeing the truth, keep you from wanting to know the truth. And if you see an object right in front of you and you don't have the ability to focus on what it is, if you're driving a car, well, the results are going to be probably catastrophic. If you see an elephant here in America, if you were to see what kind of an animal is not normally here? I don't know. Something in the road. You're not sure what it is. You keep driving till you get closer so you can figure out what it is. But in the meantime, you're going 70 miles an hour. You should stop, slow down, and then try to figure out what it is rather than hit the thing. The world is moving into a direction, and they don't see what that direction is. And I'll break it down for you very simply. It is an occult power structure that is coming to America and to the world. The covering that goes out over the world and the veil that covers the eyes of mankind is a spiritual veil. It is there because the devil has millions and billions of demons that lie and deceive, and this is why Christ said, "Be not deceived." He told the disciples at the end of the world, "Don't be deceived. It's too late." Many of the people, the mass of American people, are deceived. They're deceived into believing that this great boogeyman called the virus. It's a bioweapon. Exactly what it is, we're still trying to figure it out. It's real. People are dying. Part of the boogeyman is to be protected from the boogeyman. You want to get your sheet and cover your head with it. If you're in bed, and you, like we were kids, we would cover ourselves with the sheet or with the blanket, and that way the boogeyman did not exist. Well, no, the boogeyman exists, and the way to get rid of the boogeyman is to take vaccinations. Vaccinations that are going to damage your DNA, that are going to eventually kill you. That's the evidence. The science is saying, no, that's not true. The science is saying that you take the jabs, you're going to be protected. But the fact is, many people that are taking these vaccinations are dying, having heart attacks, blood clots, women miscarrying. The evidence says something is happening physically to these people, but the science says nothing is happening to them. The science says they're safe, they're needed, important, take them. But the facts say it causes death, crippling, it can cripple you, make you sick, it has adverse effects to it. There are these deceiving, lying spirits. The world is now in a state of mass psychosis. This psychosis, even the truth, may not even help you. So, in Germany, here's what happened to the German people. This is what happened to the people in Chairman Mao's communist China. This is what happened to the Soviet leaders in Russia. And this is what happened to the people, especially in Germany. They look to the Führer. They trust him. They believe him. They believe his what he's saying, what he's stating. And what happens is, eventually, that type of psychosis will kill the conscience. And eventually, the German people did not have a problem with turning in their neighbors, whether they were Jewish or religious or homosexual, didn't matter. They did not have a problem with turning these people over to the German government, to the military. Psychosis eventually issues the issue of this type of mass psychosis. What comes out of it is mass evil. Evil will come out of this type of psychosis. I asked the question here maybe a year ago on the open forum. Can a nation become demonized? In other words, taken over by evil, taken over by something so sinister, so evil, and they don't realize it. Can a nation, there was a book written years ago, The Demonization of America. Could such a thing happen? Is it possible? Did it happen in Nazi Germany? The whole nation went along with the plan. The demonization of Germany. In the Bible, it talks about nations in the past, prior to Christ. Chaldeans, the Babylonians, even to a great degree the Egyptians. The whole culture is deceived into worshiping invisible spirits, powers, the occult, witchcraft. Can that happen again at the end of the world? Can it happen today in America? Will psychosis open the door to these type of invisible things? And America could become demonized? We'll talk about a little more about that on the other side of the break. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Next Gen Windows and Doors of Fort Collins provides superior window and door replacement to Northern Colorado homeowners for over 20 years. Next Gen was just voted best in NOCO for window service companies and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Call now for a free in-home evaluation, 970-888-6588, or visit them online at nextgenwindowsanddoors.com. Mention KHNC when you call and get a 5% discount. Winter's here. Stop the draft.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Warning! Warning! The person calling you has the coronavirus. The person calling you is infected with the coronavirus. Do not pick up. The virus is airborne and will travel through the ether wirelessly from phone to phone, thus infecting your phone. Save yourself and others around you. You will die if you answer this call. Do not pick up or you will be infected with the coronavirus.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
There's a term, the point of no return. We have reached it. America has reached the point of no return. This matter of the mass psychosis is not going to be reversed. I had to think about how to present this to you. There was a point in Germany, the point of no return. There came a point when there would be no turning back for the German people. It was full speed ahead. The people that are responsible for the new coming one world government, there's no turning back. It is full speed ahead for them. They will not have another opportunity. They know it. They are pulling out all the stops. They realize that the enemy the people of this country, the people of the world, are their enemies. The people who, I don't know, we're always talking about people who just want to be free, people who want to just live their lives, be left alone. These type of people that have this type of thinking are the enemies of these global, these people who love and are desiring global government. There is no turning back. They have the momentum. The momentum cannot be stopped. It won't be stopped. Christ in his gospel stated that before 7 years of tribulation comes, during the time where the initial 3.5 years of this coming Antichrist, when he comes to power, will be like hell on earth, but the final 3 years of his time of control, it won't be like hell on earth. It will be hell on earth. But before hell on earth and the time that appears to be hell on earth begins, there will be a period of time prior to it. There will be time of distress, a time of anxiety, perplexities, no answers, no solutions. And it would be a time where the world would be in the whole world, not just a nation, but the whole world, not just a continent, but the whole world would be in a time of what they call birth pains and stress. This is what has happened in the last year and a half, almost 2 years, a year before Donald Trump left office, or before he won, he's still, it's his administration, but before he was removed. He's a kind of in exile in a sense. Before the 7 years begins, there would be a stressful time that people will not be able to grasp. They won't psychologically be able to understand what is happening. And during that time, before this last 7 years, the things will begin. Racial tensions will begin. There will be the evil people will be allowed to move forward their agendas, because certain things have to happen according to the book of Revelation. There will have to be a digital system. Who's going to put that system together? His name is Klaus Schwab. We know who the person picked to carry out that plan to put together a forum that will eventually bring about a cashless society. It's in the Bible, Revelation chapter 13. Practically speaking, tangibly speaking, it's not going to be just snap your finger and magic. No, no, no. It is a plan that takes decades, decades, and decades. People have to be picked for that specific purpose. Who is the person picked specifically for the purpose of bringing in one of the seven horses of the apocalypse, which would be diseases, plagues, sickness to the world? There has to be, it's not going to be somebody snapping their finger and boom, it just happens. No. There has to be a system in place that will put these type of people in these positions. The system, the head of the system that does all of this is called Pilgrim Society. I'll continue to talk about that, because that system, Pilgrim Society in England and in New York, this is the controlling system, the society that controls Klaus Schwab, that controls Fauci, that controls the pharmaceutical companies. Internationally, all the pharmaceutical companies are tied into this, for the most part. There may be a few small ones. Then it is this group of people that helped remove, through the intelligence agencies, helped remove Donald Trump. and put in Joe Biden. He wasn't their best pick, but it was the perfect pick because he was easily controllable. These people are the ones who are controlling, and already the strategy is to put in the person of their choice. And that person is already ready to move in, but they have to wait for certain things to take place before he can actually take power. Before this hard time comes, all the systems have to be in place. Technology, that system has to be in place. The panoptic age has to be in place where they can watch everything, see everything, know everything, follow everyone, anyone, anywhere, everywhere, anytime, day, night, sleeping. They record you at night if your phone is on, whether you snore, your habits of getting up to go to the bathroom. They have ways of following everything that you're doing. It's a panoptic age. All seeing, all hearing, all knowing. This is what the book of Revelation stated would happen at the end of the world. And the hardships that would come at the end of the world would be indicators that we are at the end of the world. Everything, you know, like these verses out of Isaiah. Something has gone out over the world, a covering, magic, if you want to call it magic, or spells over the minds of the people to keep the people from seeing reality, believing reality, wanting to know what is real, wanting to know the truth. People don't want to know the truth. Why? Truth is tough to take. Rick Rodriguez will be back. 1360KHNC.com podcasts.
Who will take care of you? How do you get by when you're too old to work and you're too young to die?
Harmony Referrals will take care of you.
Do you want your elderly loved ones to get the best care, stress, and hassle-free? Well, call Harmony Senior Referrals at 720-934-7740. Your best senior placement agency. They even do emergency placements in as little as 24 hours at no cost to you. Again, call 720-934-7740.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
What's up, guys? It's Bucky Dillon from Your Morning Show, and I am proud to be partnered with Pride Roofing and Construction. There was a large windstorm recently. As many of you know, a lot of people's roofs ended up right in their lawn. Well, Pride Roofing and Construction would love to be the company that helps you out, and I cannot recommend them highly enough. They will come out and do a free, no-obligation inspection just so you know the condition of your home, and they will help you with every step of the insurance claim process. Just call 970-825-9305. Pride Roofing and Construction.
Okay, I'm going to read you the verse out of Isaiah 25:7. Now, this is talking about eventually God, Christ, will come, and he will destroy the effects of death. He will destroy death, and he will destroy the effects of death on the minds of people. Death brought in two things, physical death, spiritual death. For the most part, there is a great spiritual death on the minds of the people internationally. People are not aware of, alive to, conscious of a God of heaven. Maybe at a distance, but not personally. So, eventually, death will be destroyed, and the covering and the veil over the minds of the world, the nations, will be taken, removed. But here's what verse 7 says. And he will destroy on this mountain the covering of the face that is cast over the heads of all peoples, and the veil of profound wretchedness that is woven and spread over all the nations. And the veil of profound wretchedness that is woven and spread over all nations. What is it that is spreading over the minds of people internationally? Wretchedness. Something evil. Wretchedness. Evil. Do we hear more daily about pedophilia? That is terrible in itself. But then when you hear of human sacrifice, that goes to a different level. All these sex sins, the victims of satanic ritual abuse from their birth. This has been going on for thousands and thousands of years. But now, because of our internet, we are able to see what is happening, you know, instantly. In real time, reading about Justin Trudeau, family members out there protesting against the pedophilia within the realm of these powerful people in the Canadian government, in the British government, in the house of the Queen of England, this old reptile. Instantly, we know about this type of stuff. So this wretchedness is going out over the world. This would be one of the conditions at the end of the world. Wretchedness. Evil. Unimaginable things you can't comprehend. I know my father, my mother, have been in the grave for 10 years. Almost, 10 years. If they were to come to life, come back into this world and look at what is happening, I know what my dad would do. He'd just say, well, I'm going back to the grave. He would not want to be here. He wouldn't understand it. He wouldn't be able to grasp it. It's become so evil. His mind would make him nuts. He'd go crazy. He wouldn't be able to handle it. My mom too. They're good people. So, anyhow, the Pilgrim Society, there's the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. There's the first rider riding a white horse. This person is about ready to take off. He's going to mount that horse here. I believe he's already preparing the horse. He has the bridle. He's got everything ready. He's going to take off here very shortly. As soon as we go into this tribulation that's coming, he's going to begin to ride. And what's he going to do? He's going to begin to bring war to the world, to the nations of the world. This is what they're trying to do right now with Russia. They're pushing, trying to get Russia to react. Russia's not going to react to what's happening in the Ukraine. If anything, I believe that eventually the Ukraine is going to come to its senses, and the Nazism that is increasing in the Ukraine is unbelievable. Well, when Russia makes her move to come down to destroy, down to attack Israel with Iran, with Turkey, I believe that the Nazis in the Ukraine are going to come also. These haters of the Jewish people, they're going to come, And in Germany, you still have a strong Nazi element. And I believe that part of these, I don't know how many or how these people will come also with Russia to invade Israel, they will also be destroyed. This time is coming. Iran will also come with Russia. America is pushing. This administration is pushing. This administration is carrying out a Barack Obama plan that started in his administration. It really was moving in about 2014. They're pushing, pushing, pushing. We're now beyond the point of no return. And this is all in the scripture. It's all in the Bible. But the thing is, like I had stated on my Sunday program, one thing about truth. Truth is a hard pill to swallow. It is one of the most difficult pills to swallow, more difficult than anything else. Because truth, people don't want to know truth. They don't. I know many people, friends, who died from cancer. They didn't want to know initially the truth about the condition that they had. It was very, very disturbing. But eventually, many of them were Christians because of the Spirit of God. They were able to accept it, and with God's help, they were able to get through it to the point of they eventually died. They knew that they couldn't, you know, there was just no way for them to live. It was too far advanced in many cases. Truth is a hard pill to swallow. But Christ said, if you shall know the truth shall make you free. The truth will free you, as difficult as it may be. The truth will make you free. We'll be back to finish out the program. Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com, Talk Programming. Be back.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here are some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring. Gay frogs. Or racist cows. Climate coaches. Or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360KHNC, the roar of the Rockies.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607. Back in the
USSR. Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law. Back in the US, back in the USSR.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Okay, well, we're in the last segment of today's program. And Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, for the Present Truth program. Then on Sunday from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. I've been talking about on my programs on Sunday about the time that is coming. One thing I felt strongly to present is this matter of truth. Truth is the biggest and hardest pill to swallow. But there is truth. God says one of the cosmic laws is every human being has a right to know the truth about things in their own micro world. Now, whether or not they believe it, that is, you know, in their power. People don't want to believe the truth. People don't want to believe, especially like myself, being a minister in the Christian community. I know that many following the American churches, the evangelical churches in this country, many Christians are not aware that we are so close to the second coming of Jesus Christ. They are not aware of it, and they're oblivious to the fact that he's even coming, in spite of seeing the Bible prophecies about to be fulfilled. The four horsemen of the apocalypse, diseases and sicknesses and plagues, that's one of the horses. The other horse, famine, massive famine already beginning to take place on this earth. Thirdly, there's going to be wars, rumors of wars. There's going to be economic hardships, collapse, a world digital system. Then you have one of the horses. The rider is going out to make war on the nations. And I've been talking about the United States. What nation is going to be the hegemonic ruler? What nation is going to be? Who planned for America to be the one global power in the world? Pilgrim Society. They intended to destroy Russia. They intend to, well, they did it three times already. They're trying to do it a fourth time. They put in Adolf Hitler. They started World War I, were involved with that, World War II. They were responsible. It was their plan to have an American Federal Reserve, their plan to have an IMF. It was their plan to have a petrodollar reserve currency. All these things that have happened, it was their plan using bioweapons in their biolabs and all the nations that they control, including China, to bring out these, all of these viruses, vaccinations, all these plagues, all these diseases, going back 100 years, not accident. These things were all pre-planned. The matter of stealing the social media, Facebook, Twitter, all these things like this. They didn't create anything, but they stole the patents from Michael McKibben and the Leader Technology team. They wait for people to develop something, to patent something, and they steal it all. That's what they do. Well, that's it for today. We'll be back tomorrow for the final program for the week. And I hope you don't lose sleep tonight, but the thing is, truth will set you free. You want to be free? Then you need to know the truth. Keep coming back to this station. Keep coming back to my program. You'll know the truth. Rick Rodriguez, see you tomorrow.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Kerry and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
My name is Mindy Faulkner with Harmony Senior Referrals. My number is 720-934-7740. We are a senior placement agency that helps families find the right assisted living, memory care, and independent living for their loved ones. We put together the puzzle pieces of care needs, geography, and finances to find the right fit. We do emergency placements in as little as 24 hours at no cost to you. Again, I'm Mindy Faulkner, 720-934-7740.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley.